You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got your guide to Halloween trick-or-treating etiquette coming up later on in the show.
Okay.
MoDot and Kate out prepping the roads. On my way to work, I saw the salt trucks like in the cut on a little back street I take to get here. Ready.
They on their P's and Q's.
Did you experience any slipping and sliding?
It was a little slippery, so watch out for that. But my thing is, I had to get up early to clean my dang own car off like it's the middle of January or something. So, you know, if we're not privileged enough to have a garage like you and other folks in Kansas City, you're going to get up early and wipe your car down.
Hey, step your game up. Last night, I got an opportunity to go to the fall tasting of my favorite restaurant, Tavernona, inside Hotel Phillips. It was excellent. We got a lot of love in the building, too.
Yes.
Shouts out to Claire Maples. She's got a blog, KC Plates.
What's up, Claire? How you doing?
She says she listens to the show every day.
Yes, thank you.
Benjamin with Kansas City Foodie Finds.
Ah.
A lot of cool people in the building. Carolyn Long from KCTV5 was there, and her husband.
Foodie Finds.
Mm-hmm.
So that means when the next time, fellas, that your girl don't know what she wanted to eat, go to Foodie Finds, all right?
Or either KC Plates.
Or KC Plates, yes.
So the food was delicious. I came home, tried to get myself together, but I still stayed up longer than I should have.
What was you doing?
Reading a book.
Oh, okay.
I know you wasn't doing that.
Sure wasn't. I was playing Madden when I got home from after football practice. We prepping for a big game this week. We got the playoffs. We win this. We going to the Super Bowl. Shout out to all my KC Seminoles. Boys, get your rest. We got a big game on Saturday.
I'm not going to be able to be there. My father's plane gets in at noon.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to be on my way to the airport at 11 o'clock when your game begins.
Okay, that's cool. Well, when we get to the Super Bowl.
Yes, I will be there.
We need you to get in the middle of the mosh pit and give us a nice big old speech. Like how you be doing me in here. I need you to rile my boys up, all right?
If you promise not to record me, I'll do that.
We must protect this house!
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s, cold and cloudy. Right now, you're clear 27 in Westport. Shade was popping.
Congratulations to the Washington Nationals. They won Game 7 against Houston and secured the World Series championship, the first time in club history.
It's my distinct pleasure to present the Commissioner's Trophy to the 2019 World Series champion, Washington Nationals.
Congratulations to them. Totally unexpected, Shay, because they had lost their big star in Bryce Harper. And the weird thing about this World Series is that no team won any home games.
Wow.
Very weird, yeah.
Praying for Steph Curry this morning. Unfortunately, he broke his hand.
Wow.
During the game last night against the Phoenix Suns.
Boy, the Warriors is trending ass this year. They don't have Klay, no KD, now no Steph. Nobody's left except Draymond.
He was driving to the rim and ran into Phoenix's big man, A'Ron Baines, who was trying to draw a charge. This happened in the third quarter.
Woo! They definitely not going to the playoffs this year.
T.I. was on Tamron Hall's new talk show. I have to see this. I don't know when it comes on, what channel. I got to do some research. So he actually talked with her about the loss of his older sister, Precious Harris.
Yeah, my sister Precious, she did transition. And she had put in enough work here with us, and it was time for her to accept her wings and serve the next phase of her existence. I think that grieving, although it's a natural human act, it's a bit selfish. You know what I mean? It's about our pain, because they know no more pain. You know what I'm saying? So we're grieving and feeling bad because we don't get to experience their physical presence anymore. If we become considerate of what's in their best interest, you know, I think we have to take into, we have to accept that, you know, at a certain time, it's time to let go and give it to God.
Yeah, he's 100% right about that. And I've experienced, you know, my pops, my second mama, grandmother, uncle, very people that was very close to me, and that's, he hit it on the head. You just got to let go.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's hard for some people to be able to...
It is.
Deal with those feelings mm-hmm. of loss, those feelings of helplessness and powerlessness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah. Hopefully, you know, if you're listening right now, you're going through a loss, yeah. Reach out to someone and have a conversation with them. Don't try to stuff your pain down.
Yep.
R. Kelly skipped his court appearance yesterday due to an infected toe.
What have you been doing?
I follow this guy, the Toe Bro, on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Just look at that, Brian. Pull your Instagram up and find the Toe Bro. You will be totally disgusted. It's a bunch of infected toes that this doctor...
Why are you... Oh, because it's a doctor? That's why you follow it?
Not... That's not why, but I... You can't look away. Like, as he's cutting their toenails off, you can't help but look. What is this?
On my big toe, big toe.
Oh my God.
Big toe.
Oh God.
You ain't never heard that from the Jamie Foxx show.
That would be no.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
The highways are messed up. I just got off of work and I'm still on the highway doing 10 miles an hour on 435 South trying to get home. And I still got like 26 minutes left.
Mm. Give Mo Dot and K Dot a little time because they're busy treating the roads.
No. They should have been out here last night doing this. They saw that stuff falling down here. They should have been out here dropping down, falling stuff for us. This is ridiculous.
Well, take your time, okay? Don't be in a rush.
I'm not rushing. I'm doing literally now 10 miles an hour. Like, for real. Hi, Shay.
Hey, boo. How you doing?
How's it, kid?
Who you talking to?
She's talking to some man.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Put a poll up about the favorite Halloween candy in Kansas City between two juggernauts. Mm. Peanut M&M's versus Reese's. Mm. You voting how?
Reese's.
Overwhelming winner so far.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat peanut butter and chocolate mixed together.
I mean, peanut M&M's are good, but Reese's just, they are just out of this world. Nothing can compare to them.
Did you spend a lot of time trick-or-treating in your younger years and costuming and all of that?
Well, when I was a young lad in Village Green, over on 45th and Paseo, yes, we went to, we lived in a housing complex, so... you could go easily go door to door and get a bunch of candy in Village Green. Now, as I got older, like 13 or 14, that's when it stopped. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never trick-or-treated as a kid.
What?
Never.
I've
never gone trick-or-treating in my life.
Is that like not a thing in New York or?
Oh no, it's a thing. I just never did it. We didn't have any costumes and stuff, and I didn't want to go.
We went
without costumes?
I mean, we made something like Blank Man. You know, you put a cape around you. It might be a dish curtain or something, or a shower curtain. You just make something up.
I never had that, and we never had no candy to give nobody. So when they would come by the house, we would be like Jehovah Witnesses was out there like you trying to... Try to hide from the people trying to get candy.
Now, we did run into a couple of them. It was a couple of them at Village Green, a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses, and they quickly told us that they didn't have any candy available.
Mm.
Well, that's interesting. You missing out. You should make up for it, like, yeah. Today.
My childhood was not like a lot of people. So that's why I have a little, I like toys. So I have toys and stuff as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Not that kind of toys, but like little toys out of the Happy Meal. Like, I get a Happy Meal so I can have the toy. I got a little doll in my car. Yeah. I didn't have toys as a kid. I didn't have dolls, none of that.
You need to talk to Dr. RJ about that.
We already talked about it. She's aware of it.
You okay? Everything good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't I seem fine?
Yeah, but you know, everything ain't always what it seems sometimes. You know.
Things are fine.
Go to Tree Town tonight, you. Bring us both some candy tomorrow.
It says Swopel tonight indoors, yes. So you don't have to worry about the cold weather.
Yes.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, Michelle bought her son a brand new Benz truck for his birthday.
Hey.
His 16th birthday. She was on a radio show in Atlanta, and the host of the show told her that he thought it was a bad idea for her son to be driving such an expensive car.
So his first car he will be driving
is a Benz truck.
Is a Benz truck.
He deserve it.
Okay.
I was gonna get him a Tesla. Okay. So I did right.
Okay. All right. Did you ask his daddy?
I gotta ask his daddy nothing. I pay for that, not his daddy.
See, there's a certain balance that needs to take
about a car that's coming. The money's coming from my bank account. I'm going to call his daddy, pick up the phone and say,
yes.
Hey, what do you think about this car I'm buying for my child?
Yes.
No.
You should.
He should smile at the pictures.
No, you should.
What do you think about that?
She should call the father and tell him what she's purchasing. I don't think she needs the approval of the father. When they're not together, they don't share, I assume they don't share the same bank account or anything like that. So if she wants to buy her son, you know, a house or whatever it is, she can do that. That's her money. She earned that.
So what the radio host was saying was that he's not ready to be responsible for a gift that expensive. Think of Brian B. Shining at 16. Would you have been mature enough to push a Benz?
Absolutely not. And I get that part. I do. On his behalf. But I feel like if K. Michelle wants to buy her son the world, what does she work hard for? I'm pretty sure she works hard for her kids, and so she can provide for them and do the things that perhaps she wasn't able to get when she was 16.
Do you think a 16-year-old can handle such a car? And would you consult the other parent before buying such an expensive gift?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 40s today. Cold and cloudy. Right now you're clear 28 at Lincoln Prep High School. Shade, what's poppin'?
Gotta wish a happy Halloween and happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Michael DiLorenzo, he played Detective Eddie Torres in New York Undercover. How about he's 60?
Wow. It matches. He was in a Beat It video.
Shut up.
He was.
I know. He was dancing in the front. Member of Beastie Boys, Ad Rock, is 53 today.
Here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well.
Hey.
History.
Yes, this is where Fat Tone got his beat from, y'all. OG!
Happy birthday to Lil JJ, comedian, actor from Beauty Shop, 29.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla Ice, rapper, 52.
Rapper.
This is a rap record.
Founder of Death Row Records.
Letitia Wright, actress from Black Panther, is 26.
Black Panther.
And Willow Smith, daughter of Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, is 19.
Happy birthday, everybody, born on October 31st.
So Nicki Minaj has been showing off her $1 million wedding ring on Instagram. It's absolutely beautiful, too.
It's huge. It looked fake, but we know it ain't. That's how good it looked. That's not a diss. That's how it is big.
No, I was breathing because he get $1 million from to buy her a ring.
Damn!
What he do?
Don't ask. No questions.
What does he do, fam?
Maybe getting his Kendu Isaacs on. He managing her.
He said that she married a multi-millionaire.
So how tall you said you was again?
He was in prison. Let me be quiet. My business. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. All right.
What's good?
So Nipsey Hussle and XXXTentacion made Forbes list top earning late celebs. They've got a late celebs list. I didn't know this. Mm. So the King of Pop came in at number one, making $60 million in the past year.
That's my dog.
Posthumously. This is his seventh year in the top spot. Nipsey came in at number 10 with $11 million. Mm. And XXXTentacion came in at number 10 with $10 million. Mm. Whitney Houston and Prince are also on that same list.
They are above Whitney and Prince? Wow.
So Dreezy is threatening to air out Jacquees. Did you know they used to go together?
Yeah, it was like for a hot minute, you know. It was like 2 months or something like that.
Jacquees tweeted, "You can't make me feel bad for decisions you made."
Uh-oh.
And so she responded to that subtweet. I guess she knew what it meant. And said, "When I air your bleep out on this app, don't say bleep."
King of R&B. Ribs and barbecue, rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
You know that King R&B album coming out soon, fam.
Oh, he is calling it that, ain't he?
Yeah, that's what he's calling it.
Lord.
So y'all get yourselves ready.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of parents worried about the temperatures being cool. Go to KPRS.com. We've got a list of places you can go to participate in trick-or-treating activities indoors.
Yes.
K. Michelle bought her 16-year-old son a Benz truck for his birthday. Mm. She was sitting in on a radio show in Atlanta, and the host, kind of like Big Brother style, was trying to talk to her about whether or not it was a good idea to buy a present that expensive.
So his first car he will be driving
is a Benz truck.
Is a Benz truck.
He deserve it.
Okay.
I was going to get him a Tesla. Okay. So I did right.
Okay. All right. Did you ask his daddy?
I got to ask his daddy nothing. I pay for that, not his daddy.
See, there's a certain balance that needs to take.
About a car that's coming, the money's coming from my bank account. I'm going to call his daddy, pick up the phone and say,
yes.
Hey, what do you think about this car I'm buying for my child?
Yes.
No.
You should.
He should smile at the pictures.
No, you should.
Okay.
When I first.
I think that there are two separate issues here. And they're on two different pages. The host, the man, he was speaking in terms of, I think, work ethic and trying to respect the value of a dollar. K. Michelle's argument was, well, this is my money, and I'm going to buy my child what I want to buy. So I think they're on two separate pages.
What do you think about a parent having to consult their ex before buying such a big-ticket item?
Me being a separated parent, I would hope that my ex would at least call me and we can have a discussion on if he's ready and the possibilities of things that could go on with a vehicle like that for a 16-year-old. But no, she don't need my permission.
Yeah, I agree totally with that statement, yeah.
She don't need my permission, but at least call me. Let's have a conversation about it and go from there.
All right, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Feeling real ghoulish this morning. I was expecting you to come in a costume.
I'm in a pseudo costume this morning. Satchel Paige.
Okay.
You got your little rhinestones on.
Where?
You me a shirt or whatever they are.
That's sequins.
Oh, okay.
K. Michelle bought her son a brand new Benz truck for his 16th birthday. So she's been sitting in on a radio show in Atlanta for a little more than a week now. And the host of the show was talking to her about her decision to buy such an expensive gift.
So his first car he will be driving
is a Benz truck.
Is a Benz truck.
He deserve it.
Okay.
I was going to get him a Tesla. Okay. So I did right.
Okay. All right. Did you ask his daddy?
I got to ask his daddy nothing. I pay for that, not his daddy.
See, there's a certain balance that needs to take.
About a car that's coming, the money's coming from my bank account. I'm going to call his daddy, actually call his daddy, pick up the phone and say, hey, what do you think about this car I'm buying for my child? No.
You should.
He should smile at the pictures.
No, you should.
What was your first car?
I had an 88 color Sierra.
My first car was a 1994 Nissan Sentra. I had to buy it myself, though. I didn't get it as a gift.
Yeah, I bought mine as well.
So there's been some folks who think that a 16-year-old is not quite ready to have a car this expensive. And one of the points that came up in this conversation was, what if somebody tries to rob him?
That's a good point.
They talked about kids getting into wrecks in their first cars.
What about this one? What about him getting pulled over? Which could happen. I'm not saying it will happen, but more often than not, you know, these days we see that happening.
Do you think a parent should consult their ex before buying a big ticket present?
There should have been a conversation. Hey, this is what I want to do. Do you think he's ready? I think he's ready. And that's the conversation that should have been had between those two parents on the gift. Not whether or not who can afford it is, you know, it's my money. I want to do that for him. But as her being who she is, I'm thinking she already decided that. Is this child truly ready? Is he going to mechanic school? Is she trying to teach him a lesson about how to take care of the finer things in life? I mean, again, we're going on this, what is the situation there with her and him in their relationship? Is this child truly ready? We don't know that. He may be.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Happy Halloween. Some etiquette list for trick-or-treaters if you want your kids to get the most candy humanly possible.
Oh, let me know.
Number one, be polite. Remember, the law does not require people to give out candy on Halloween.
Can't tell some people that.
Your neighbors and friends are doing it because it's fun and they want to see everyone have a nice time. A little thank you before grabbing a handful of candy goes a long way. Number two, don't be greedy. Trick-or-treating works only if everyone is fair. So if they left the bowl of candy on the doorstep, don't shake the whole thing into your bag.
That's something I would do.
Grab you a couple pieces. Number three, show off your costume.
To who?
Everybody.
Okay.
Dressing up is half the fun. If you're asked who you're dressed as, go ahead and answer them.
Damn. I'm Meteor Man.
I would have paid 6 months of wages to see you come dressed up in a leotard. Number four, be respectful. One thing to head to the door to get your candy, but don't be walking through folk yard knocking over their flower pots and things.
Oh, man. Get off my lawn!
Do them things. Trick-or-treating to be all right tonight. So the top candies in the United States, ranked by state, for Missouri, Milky Way.
My mama liked them.
So you'll do very well if you stock up on Milky Way, I guess, in Missouri.
You know what else people like around here?
What?
Whoppers. Those are disgusting.
That's malt in the inside. It's good.
That's, I don't like them.
Malt is good. Now, Milky Way, I'm not on board.
I'd rather have a Milky Way than a Whopper.
In Kansas, the number one candy. They got good sense in Kansas. Reese's.
Yes. That, now, I don't understand why that's not the favorite in every state.
No, there's a lot of different things. Some states have taffy.
Taffy?
Taffy.
Come on, man. We can do better than that. Is it nine later on any of them?
Let me see some of the... Who got nine laters? That's a hood candy.
Okay.
Let me see some of the other states I've lived in. Let's see.
It's very delicious, too.
Georgia, Jolly Ranchers. I'm with Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, I'm with them, too. All right.
Okay, what's another state I've lived in? Let's see.
New York.
I'm scrolling. Oh.
I love playing that.
You like to scream? The favorite candy in New York is Sour Patch Kids.
Those are very delicious. I ain't even gonna lie.
I lived in North Carolina too. The favorite candy there is M&M's.
The regular M&M's?
Just says M&M's.
I guess, man.
And in Texas is Reese Cups.
See, they got good sense too in Texas.
Mm. Happy Halloween.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
824 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s, cloudy and cool. Right now, you're clear at 26 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Former UFC champion Conor McGregor has challenged 50 Cent to a fight after the rapper mocked him on social media.
Okay, Conor McGregor is a beast, but when you outside of the ring, it's a totally different story.
You think?
I think 50 could take you.
A trained fighter?
Yeah.
Versus a street?
Well,
50 never seen him street fight. Really?
Mm-hmm. Where? Some box. Like, not professionally or nothing, but I think 50 got it in him.
Lisa Ray says she has proof that Nicole Murphy had an affair with her ex-husband, the head of the Turks and the Caicos.
I know she did. She did a play on words with that. She said, I did not break up Lisa Ray's marriage. I wouldn't give her that much credit to say that she broke
and
up.
Then you, and then you were on TMZ and you gave it to her straight.
Yeah, I gave it to her straight because my thing is this. When you're a woman and you're grown, let's handle it like a woman. Let's talk face to face and let's get it out. Don't make me do it with the receipts. Don't make me do it.
Do it.
I don't ever talk about nothing. I don't know. Just know that about
me. Did you find a condom in the bed? Like what receipts?
I got proof, you know?
What kind of proof?
The kind that I don't need to ask nobody else about.
Wendy Messy.
She had
a biscuit and was trying to sop up all the juice she could get.
Period.
Yeah, she was trying to get it out of her, boy.
Well, I guess a good journalist should pry, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, Niecy Nash, you know who she is, right?
Yeah, she was Reno 911.
Yes, that was one of her credits. After 8 years of marriage, her and her husband, Jay Tucker, are getting a divorce.
She on the market?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
I saw them together one time on TV, and I don't know why I didn't buy it. It was something about, I was like,
They just wasn't close together or something? Or?
It wasn't that. She had kids from outside the marriage, and it just seemed like, I don't know, it was just something
like he never
about
forgave
that situation. No, not outside of their marriage.
Okay,
together.
Okay, my bad. All right, she had it, and then she came in and married him. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm a happy man this morning, you know what I'm saying? Because Niecy Nash, boy, that is a brick house.
You try to get Niecy Nash?
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
Keep it on, Niecy, with them sideburns, yes.
Stop it.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Ashley.
All right, Ashley, let's see what you got.
All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone?
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Ooh. And I had no privacy. Oh.
I can't see. Thank you.
Oh, we can tell.
Her phone was rejecting that singing too.
win. We got your
$30 Kansas Lottery Wheel of Fortune instant ticket prize pack. You can win up to $25,000 instantly on one of them things. Plus, you're going to qualify for more money with $1,000 of free fall cash tomorrow, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103.
Woo! Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Don't get this paper.
Get that done. From Hot 103 Jazz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!